It is the moment you have all been waiting for, because this Luann storyline just goes and goes and goes, and the reaction with these ladies was something to talk about. You are watching episode 10 of The Real Housewives of New York. You broke the penal code, and let's get satisfied starting now.
Tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Oh, with the air guitar.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Cause I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried. I can't get no
satisfaction, baby. Oh my goodness gracious. We're going to try to bring you some good energy today. Episode number 10. This is The Real Housewives of New York, one of the leading franchises.
Yes.
I am going to tell you about some of the segments we're going to do in a little bit. I'm going to tell you about how I feel and how the co-hosts feel, and our lack of co-host today. Our darling Leon is in. He is a Real Housewife of New York himself this week.
Yes, he is.
So
get
we're
him an apple.
I'm sure he'll come back
get
with an apple.
An apple.
An apple and vodka. That's how Leon does it. We don't have him with us today, but we will come up with a couple of really fun segments that I want you guys to stay tuned for at the end that will sort of make up for it. We'll call it, you guys, you know I love a casting call.
Oh, yes.
So that's my tease for you. Anyways, I'm Ronnie Jr. At Randomly RJ is the social media. Darling co-host with the reason we're doing the song because of the t-shirt.
Hello.
If you don't.
Can't get no satisfaction. Hey guys, Chelsea Stark Jones. So excited to get into this episode. This is the moment we have all been waiting for, like you said.
True. I love that song, first of all. Okay, that was
thank
fun.
You.
That was a fun open.
Mm-hmm.
Based off your shirt, but we do want to say hello to our iTunes fans. So if you want to see kind of what's going on in the studio, hop over to YouTube and say hello.
Yes.
And a big shout out to all of our chat and YouTube people. So, was this the week for you, just on your overall thoughts,
mm-hmm.
Chelsea, was this the week for you that you kind of needed the episode to come quickly, because we were left at the probably the biggest tease within the trailer from the season was, how are we all going to react to Luann?
I mean, yeah, because it was something that we've all been waiting for. Like, we've heard this news since New Year's. Like, this is, you know, we've seen this. We've been excited to see how this was going to play out on the season. And so, yeah, like, this is a much anticipated episode, and it's finally getting to play out, and to see everyone's reaction was amazing. It was fun. It was, like, I felt involved.
Yeah.
You know?
And we talk about it a lot, and this is just our own viewpoints of, like, what makes this franchise so good, or I think even outside of the studio, Chelsea and I were talking about what makes Orange County you're super excited about.
Yeah.
It's just the many and many and many of layers that go on. So when something is really beautiful and a friendship is really connected, it's so authentic.
Yeah.
And when an argument happens, it's so almost like painful to watch.
Yeah, because everything is just so genuine.
You really feel it. And
yeah.
we're gonna flash to Bethany and Carol in a little bit, because that, it wasn't an argument. And I loved that. It was a conversation.
Yeah.
I guess I'll table my thoughts for that. But
yes.
It just made the episode really good when you think the biggest thing is going to be the reaction to Luann. And reality, we only got a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a bad thing, because
no.
these women all bring so much to the table.
Yeah. I agree. But yeah, so much did happen in this
okay,
episode.
Okay, so
really excited.
What did you think about just like everyone generally reacting to Luann off the top of the episode? Bethany is, of course, with her driver, Kevin. You have Ramona and Dorinda sort of talking about it. They're in a vehicle as well. And then you have Tinsley phoning Carol from L.A. Just how did you feel about everyone's reaction? Was anyone too harsh in your opinion, Chelsea?
I didn't think anyone was too harsh, but it was kind of that thing where it's like you go to that big party. Like, it reminded me of college when you went to this big party in college, and then the next morning you wake up and you're like, did you hear what happened with so-and-so? And so
right.
Everyone's just talking about it. So that's what it reminded me of, is just like all the girlfriends like getting together and like talking about what happened and trying to speculate and put the pieces together. Since no one was really with her, I mean, Tinsley says she was also in South Beach, but like no one was with her. So I thought everyone actually overall was pretty supportive. Like, yeah, it's kind of hilarious to think of, like, dude, she got arrested. Like, she slipped the handcuffs off her hand.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of funny. But like, they were also, it seemed like, very supportive. Like, no one was talking, I think, massive trash on her.
Yeah, and that's, you make a good point. It is when you're in a group setting, a high school, a college setting, yeah, where everyone knows of the action and it's just kind of assessing what it is, giving mm-hmm. your input. And by the way, I don't know that I feel like that is considered like talking negatively. I think you're allowed as a friend. If you are a friend with somebody, aren't you allowed to have a critical opinion? And I thought they were doing that nicely.
And I think they're all friends. And like, I think if it was something like, you know, she's such an idiot, like, I don't know, like, they weren't bashing her. Like, they were being really sensible, you know, like, Tinsley saying, it's so small, she was going everywhere, that reminded her of Tom. Like, all these things, like, it came from a place of concern and actual care. It wasn't like, I don't feel like anything they said came from a negative place.
Later in the episode, Tinsley talks about her aspect of getting arrested also in Palm Beach, so I'll get to that. But what I was gonna say, outside of even that little touch, which wasn't necessarily what I'm about to say, I'm glad none of the ladies made it personalized to themselves. A lot of times when somebody goes through something, these particular women, not really these women, but like on these housewives shows, they usually like personalize it. Well, like when I went through what I mm-hmm. went through, I felt like they were all really good girlfriends and mm-hmm. saying, hey, this is, you know, wow, this is big, and we are glad she's going to seek the help she needs.
Well, I think also, like, a little bit in that sense, though, when Ramona, but it was coming from a good, like, I think everything, they're all friends, they all actually care for each other. When Ramona and Dorinda were in the car, and they were kind of talking about it, and Ramona was like, when I was going through my divorce, like, you try to make it seem like everything's okay, but everything's not okay. And she said that Luann mentioned to her that she was self-medicating. And Ramona was like, that's something that I was doing. So it's like they are experiencing things in life that are similar to one another. And I think that's also what makes them good friends, is like they've been through these things. Yeah. And like, it's so unfortunate that she has to live this out in the public, but it's also something she signed up for. But they've lived through it. They understand it. And they respect each other, I think, a little bit more because they've live similar paths, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll get more into what I feel about Luann as we get to the end of the episode, because that was such a good part. I mean, it felt like a scripted series, you guys.
It was so dramatic.
I didn't feel like it was reality anymore. I was like, this isn't so real. Dramatic. Is this on FX? Like, what is going on? Let's talk real quick about Ramona and her anti-aging. I will say, critically, because we feel like we're friends of the Housewives too, it was probably, there was, in my taking of it, proud of her, right? I was proud of her.
Yeah, for sure.
However, this, if we're being critical, it was probably the least interesting portion of the entire episode.
I mean, it was definitely the least interesting, but Ramona's got it going on, for real. Like, for a 62-year-old woman, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. she looks damn good. So I'm
She's selling
all,
it, yeah.
I am there for it. I don't need anti-aging cream yet. I probably never will, because black don't crack.
I know.
But no, I am all about it. I'm so there for her. I love it. And I think also to her point, I have girlfriends. I'm in my 20s. I have girlfriends that are contemplating getting Botox and stuff like that. I'm like, you're too young. Yeah. And I think what Ramona said was like, you could do all the fillers, you could do the Botox, you could do whatever, but it's like how you treat your skin. And that's so true. So it was the most boring part of the episode, but it was also the most informative, and
true.
Like, you should take that to heart. You want to look good, take care of the skin.
Yeah,
it all
yeah.
starts with the skin.
And she had a confessional where she just looked so glorious, so she really did sell the product.
I mean,
in
she,
itself.
Like, I have been wowed by how good she looks this season. She looks phenomenal.
Do you think we're getting out of hand with just even the want and the need to be youthful? What I love about it is she and the women on the show, they represent their true and authentic age. I get really offended, not offended, but like I get a little frustrated sometimes that we're like forced to like only talk in pop culture terms, like millennials, the only thing that exists. So on the one hand, I love that these women are of a certain age, but then on the other hand, like, you know, I don't necessarily want them to feel that they have to look a certain way. Like,
I don't think she feels like she has to look a certain way. I feel like she has this youthful and jubilant spirit, and that's her inward appearance, and her outward appearance is reflecting that.
Gotcha.
I guess. Like, Ramona is just, she's just so fun. You know what I mean? And like, yep. And her and Sonia, how they interact with men. There's like, they've both been married for so long. And so now that she's single, she's kind of frisky again. Like, I just think that she is like youthful in spirit. And so that's coming out in her outward appearance.
Yeah,
so that makes sense.
She definitely looks great. And there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
You know what I was going to ask you? Do you have an impression of our darling Leon, who's not here? Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that. Give me a Chelsea version of a Leon impression. Can you do it?
Oh, God.
Because he's a youthful guy. How does he do it?
He just... I don't know.
He's like, and Ramona.
Girl. I don't know.
I just thought of that because I know...
You put me on the spot. Like, I can't.
Well, because I know a lot of people who watch our show and like our show, like, love Leon's, like, isms, you know? And so I was trying to think, like, what he does. He's like... Well, you already know I love Luann. And no, no. So I was trying to do
it. He is very, but I love him.
And so this is our way to pay homage because our lead captain is not here today. He's in New York trying to earn the apple for next season. Can we talk about somebody who's trying to earn her place in the world? This is Sonia. I am feeling like she is such a caftan cat lady situation.
I can't with this woman.
And while... Sometimes, I think in the last couple episodes, people were getting a little upset because she gave away her puppies, and I know how terrible that is. Now, if we could get past that, if we can get past that, Ronnie personally, you know, I personally love goofy ass Sonia. Me and Chelsea were watching the episode together, and attest to this or not. Was I giggling?
I mean,
like
we
you
both
would?
Were. It was just ridiculous.
I love Sonia's nutty. Professor,
it really like speaking of like a scripted thing, like she's like Lucille Ball. Like, I don't know, like she is just so
she looked
funny.
More like Lucille Ball in that scene than when she tried to be Lucille Ball for, at the Halloween,
yes!
you know?
Yes, but it was just like I felt like with the whole like canopy of her bed, I was like, are we in Jamaica? Are you trying to get rid of the mosquitoes? Like, what is going on? She's just ridiculous. For like the most wealthy person in the world, for what to be wealthy, she was living quite filthy, I thought. So
yeah, I mean,
it was time for her to get out of there.
She needed her day pills. She didn't know where they were.
The jury duty.
Her entire life was left, you know. Oh wait, let me smell. Is that the good panties or is that the not good panties? Like, you're in bad shape if you don't know which. That, you know what? That's why Sonia doesn't wear panties. No, I don't know that for a fact. Just, allegedly.
It was just so much. I couldn't keep track. I was like,
I'm just saying, like, I know when everyone watches these shows, you guys all focus in on your favorites. And I can really appreciate what Sonia brings to the table a lot of times. I don't excuse her giving away her puppies, of course.
I mean, no, she is great. Like, and I think it's because she's a little piece of all of us. Like, we've all been there where it's like, oh, is this clean? Like, she's all of us. Like, we really are parts of Sonia. So yeah. I think that's why we love her in that sense.
How'd you take her coming to Tinsley, you know, going to the hotel? I like the way the lower credit said apartment hotel. It was our apartment / hotel.
You know, I thought it was really funny, the whole rules thing, how Tinsley was breaking everything down and how the flashbacks that Bravo was doing with like how upset Sonia would be with Tinsley breaking her rules. And, you know, I thought it was sweet. I thought the penthouse thing was sweet. But at the same time, I'm just like, are you doing too much? Like, Tinsley
doing too much?
Yeah. It felt like a Louis Vuitton bag. And even Sonia felt like, I think she's laying it on thick. Like, it was a little bit extra.
Please, I don't know that Sonia gave it that much thought. Sonia was like, she was disrobing and she was ready to, like, earn her keep.
Like,
you know?
I mean, it was all very cute stuff, but I mean... Really? Like,
well, I do. One of the things that I think I'd be critical on is like, it's so easy to say, like, I can't speak for sure, but I feel like Leon was really disappointed in Sonia's treatment to Tinsley last year. Mm-hmm. So I realize that that is there, Sonia was really rough on her, but it did feel like Tinsley came up with these three different, rules and like, oh, it doesn't matter, kind of letting off that like, oh, I'm easy peasy and you weren't, which is sort of true, but we have to factor in the fact that this is Sonia's home, and if you have home rules and you are the guest, you sort of do have to oblige. I just felt like Tinsley, if this was Tinsley's home and she had a set of rules, maybe it'd be a little different. It's easy to say, I don't really care. Do whatever you want. That's not your
hotel.
Home. Right?
No,
I mean, are you understanding what I'm saying?
I do, but like, I think she was poking fun of it more so than like trying to be like, you know, I'm more laid back than you are. I think she was trying to poke fun at it. But I also just feel like, I mean, Sonia's roles were ridiculous. Can we be honest? Like, they were
all
ridiculous.
Of them? What about
you can't
all the
use the elevator. You can't have friends come over and you can't have someone get the door for you or whatever. Like, it was ridiculous. Would you have been happy with... Would you give someone those rules at your house?
The only one that I would say that I'd be as a guest and also as the person who's, you know, it's their home. I would say that using and utilizing
your assistant.
I feel like that's a little like crossing a line. I think the one about the elevator was just more, it might have been just a need that Sonya was concerned about because maybe there's been issues with the elevator. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if the more I talk, the more I'm trying to defend Sonya, and that's not what I'm trying to do.
It just seems as if the way that she was delivering these rules were like mean.
Yeah.
You know? But like, and another note that I wrote down is like, I'm just so tired of this storyline between them and their whole house and stuff like that, to where it's like, okay, great, you're living together again. It looks like you're going to have fun this time. So let's like keep it that way.
And that's why it was good that Tinsley did, even though she poured it on, you know, with the Louis bag. It was a good thing because you know what? I mean, here's the thing that I always say. Like, I don't feel like I want people to not be allowed to feel their emotions. Like, even though Sonya may have been in the wrong, she's allowed to say what it felt like was that I took her in, and the moment Scott came in with the money, it felt like she ran to that, and I felt very void. That may not be the truth, but you have to let people have those feelings.
Yeah, but you can't make it sound as if Scott is now, you know, financially supporting her and her lifestyle.
True, I get that, but like, I think it's not. You're right, but I think it's important that Sonya can just, if she,
yeah, here, you here's can why voice they, your opinion, she but you have to do it in the right way.
She should have voiced her opinion because then they wouldn't have had the fallout. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like when this show specifically, jealousy happens, people. It happens so much. Oh, it is like the most natural thing. So all you got to do is express it and we're going to be legit. Mm-hmm. So anyways, we don't need to spend too much time on that. Let's talk about Bethany and her skinny girl event. It was also really funny. We saw a lot of Bethany with her driver, Kevin.
Yeah.
Who, I don't know if he didn't say much or they just want to edit it in a way to make it look like he's not
kind of not into it.
Yeah. I in that production too, I actually had a friend that used to one or two times drove Bethany, so who knew that like the new driver now gets to be like featured on the show.
Well, I think it's cute. She has a actual relationship with him, so that's, you know, nice. I mean, you're in a car with someone, you kind of have to talk, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've driven on production, I've driven cast members from America's Got Talent season 9 and 10, nine specifically, and two seasons of Married at First Sight when they were in New York. I was a talent driver. What's funny, which made me laugh, and this is not a surprise to any of you, I'm a talker. And so I would have the greatest of greatest conversations with the cast members. Uh-huh. It would be like our own radio show. It was really funny. So I personally thought that was a cute part of the show.
But I love the party. The party was great. It looked like fun. I'm excited. Where are her jeans being sold? Are they online? I haven't seen anything.
That I don't know for sure. I do feel like the brand is such a good, smart, and strong idea.
And
women empowerment is so important to her.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing was nice, and I thought the women that were there and supporting her was really cool. Dorinda, I can't with her foot.
Oh, with the boot?
I just think that's the funniest way, and it feels like that would only happen to her, that some salt shaker would fall on her foot.
Right, yeah.
In a boot. But that was funny.
It was a good event, though.
It was.
I don't know what you feel about Bethany sort of coming right into Dorinda and asking, is there an issue? I feel like there's an issue.
I appreciate that. And I think that kind of goes back to Carol's whole issue with Bethany, whereas Bethany's very upfront and direct. If she has an issue, if she feels like you have an issue with her, she's going to confront you about it. And she didn't do that with Carol. But I appreciated the fact that she did that with Dorinda. From the last episode, I was more so on Dorinda's side with the whole, you know, thank you for the nutcracker, because it did seem as if Bethany was more grateful to the man delivering the nutcracker than she was to Bethany or to Dorinda. But given the flashback at Berkshire's when Dorinda was like, oh, look, we got it, and showing, you know, Bethany, you know, it's coming, Bethany was so grateful, and she said it several times to Dorinda, how grateful and excited and thankful she was that Dorinda was able to get this for her. So then when Dorinda said, I kind of just wanted you to thank me in front of everybody, to me, like, and I think we spoke about this earlier in the season, like, when you are expecting a thank you, like, on a grand stage, like, then you really didn't do it for the right
intention,
reasons.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, you know, I kind of, I took Bethany, I flip-flopped, and I took Bethany aside after seeing, you know, the Berkshires stuff and hearing Dorinda said she wanted a public, you know, thank you. That's not why you do things for people. You know?
True, and but the one thing good about Dorinda is I at least appreciate her articulating those words. Yeah. Again, back to my theory about jealousy. It isn't right, but just if you say it, you could at least understand where you're coming from and convey that message to the person. Now, I will say, and I'm not trying to gloat here, but if we did a flashback of last week's episode, I was trying to tell you guys, I was trying to continue my thought process of Bethany and what I was going to say. And I remember because I just watched the episode of Us last week recently, and I was like, oh, da 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 da. And you guys are like, no, we're moving on. What I was going to say was it is a touchy thing when you overly... volunteer something, and I was just throwing some troubleshooting ideas of what may have caused the issue with the relationship, and I was thinking maybe Dorinda, this was her thing. People do that, you know, like, oh, I can do this for you, and I could do this for you, I could do this for you, and then you do it for them and you don't receive the proper attention, you get butthurt about it. And I don't know that I predicted necessarily that Bethany had already said thank you, as we saw in the flashback, but I sort of had this weird feeling that there was something more to it. I feel like Bethany's a rougher and tougher and aggressive person, but I do think she has really good core principle values. So it just made me like, maybe we're missing something.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to gloat. I didn't seem that way. Not at all. Although it does feel good.
To be right.
Just saying, you know?
No, like I said, I think after seeing a little bit more of it, I was Team Dorinda, and I'm glad that they had the type of an adult, grown woman conversation where they were both able to say, "This is how I feel. This is how I feel. Like, we're friends. Let's move on." And they did.
Let's move on. I do like that too. Let's talk about Dorinda, Tinsley, and Bethany. They're all kind of chatting about Luann. Now they're kind of just having fun with it. Tinsley took a little bit more of an emotion behind it. She felt like they were joking too much about it, and it was more of a serious thing. And
I mean, but here's the thing.
Tinsley's out of line, huh?
No, I mean, it is a very serious thing. It's like she was, you know, what are they, felony trial? I don't, misdemeanor?
Seven counts, yeah, I thought, yeah.
Horrible things. You know, she went in front of a judge. Like, it's a very serious thing. But it's also pretty freaking hilarious. Like, you have to, like, and then watching the footage of her, like, literally taking the handcuffs out of her. Like, that's funny. I'm sorry. Like, it makes me giggle a little bit.
And the thing is, they were talking about it at a party in a fun setting. Yeah. Like, if this was a sit-down at coffee and let's really talk about the issue, then you say it. In fact, by the way, as much as I love Luann, I'm really kind of shaken by the, I'm going to kill you. Yeah. Especially in a state of affairs with the police officers and the way things are going in America. Like, it's just not a good topic at all.
I could totally dive deeper on this, but I don't want, like, this is Real Housewives of New York. We're not going to get into real deep social issues. But I do think that, like, you know, with something that's such a serious issue, like, of her getting arrested and going back to her drinking and to her divorce and to all these really serious things in life, like, you kind of have to find, I don't want to say the silver lining, but just a little bit of the comic relief, you know,
because it was a party.
It was a party.
And you know what it was? What? Tinsley was probably just trying to assert herself. Like, Tinsley, a lot of times, doesn't really have anything to bring to the table. So she's like, oh, you guys are joking. And or I guess it was in the confessional. They're joking, but it's serious. And I think she's just trying to do it because she's trying to say, I have similar.
Okay, but I want to know, whose mugshot is better? Tinsley's or Luann's?
Better meaning they look more attractive or glorious? I don't
know. Who's you like a little bit more? I don't know. They both look pretty bad.
I mean, I think you just have to side with the fact that Luann is so much more entertaining as a person.
Yeah, that you go
so you could just see all of her. Like, when you see Luann's, you also see the night she had and the next year she's going to have in those eyes. With Tinsley, you're like, it's a picture. You know what I mean? So I guess that's how I answer it. But I think that's what Tinsley was doing. She was trying to assert herself into it because she's like, I've know this. And it's like, you really don't. But then I don't want to dismiss her either. Can we jump into... And by the way, like I said, we're going to do this really fun casting thing. We may bring our darling engineer into it too. Ask her a couple questions. How you doing there, Bree?
Doing
Brie is an amazing engineer. She's working on a lot of shows. She does the after show for Teen Mom, so definitely watch that when you can. Any other after shows you do, Brie?
Not at the moment, just the Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant, and Teen Mom 2, back-to-back on Monday
nights. Oh, you're like the MTV gal. I love it. Oh, and another show that's not necessarily on the spectrum of reality, but it is New York-based, One of the reasons I love New York. The Pose after show is a really, really good after show. That's a new
show. Looks fabulous.
I watched it twice. Pose is 1987 New York City ball culture. Fantastic on FX, Ryan Murphy. I'm just talking about it because what I love about AfterBuzz, not only Maria Menounos, who created this, and, you know, she's, of course, celebrating a birthday soon, is just that we have the ability to watch these programs like New York Housewives that we love and come back and talk about it. But to have other shows like that is really fun. Let's talk about this big lunch with Carol and Bethany. And Carol is sitting there, and it's, two totally different women staring at each other. Carol's dressed in her Forever 21 gear.
Okay, Carol looked really cool.
She did, but she was, I mean, now that it's been, like, the glass has been shattered, she definitely is Forever 21.
I think because of what Bethany said, you're looking at her a little bit differently.
But it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Oh, does it sound like a bad thing?
It does. Forever 21. Like, yes, it does.
She's just like, yeah, she did. Okay, but just because Bethany said it, it's not true. She definitely is taking a different look.
I think she's coming more into her own. I live for this.
I know you think you're 45. Carol. Yeah.
Love for it.
But it was just so bizarre because then you have Bethany, who I don't even think I've seen Bethany look so grande as she. I mean, she was.
You know what it is? Like, are you ever really hungover and you just overcompensate by dressing really nicely?
Oh. This is why we have Chelsea on the panel. Chelsea knows.
That's what I do. You don't do that.
Yeah, because if you went in your casual fill,
yeah,
it will really showcase.
Yeah, if I wore my Lululemons and my hoodie, like, I will look like I'm hungover. But if I, like, dress nicely,
yeah,
I could pull it off. It's like, oh, just a little tired or very whatever.
True,
you know?
True.
I know what she's doing. Game recognized game.
Chelsea, come on. Mm-hmm. I loved this interaction.
You know, it...
So many layers. So many of their statements were correct. And it is what I feel makes this show so good. I don't need to hear somebody saying, I'm going to, you know, scream at you. I don't need that. I just need you to tell me what's the problem. And Bethany leans in and says, you know, are you upset with me? So then it's like, boom, let's go. And we get two commercial breaks worth of this. How'd you take it, Chelsea?
See, you know, this is how I wish that the interaction would have gone down in the first place. Not at the Berkshires, but just them two alone talking about it. But of course, it's reality TV, so we needed the drama. I loved it. And I think you and I touched on this. It felt like a real conversation that I have had with friends before. And it just shows how genuine these friendships really are on this cast. I totally understand where both of them came from. And I didn't even pick a side. I have no side to pick in this argument or discussion or whatever.
Any change or not flip floppy, but any like differences of what you thought from episodes before?
Because
I have something that
happened. I guess I'm less upset with Bethany, I guess, because before I was, you know, ride or die Team Carol.
Yeah.
But now I think like hearing both sides and them discussing it in a mature way, I'm less. I understand where Bethany was coming from in a sense. I really appreciated what both of them had to say and how they discussed it with one another and how it didn't get petty. Because at the Berkshires, it got petty. And so I like that they had this one-on-one conversation that was like real and genuine and, you know, not petty.
Okay, two things that I noticed. Do we need to get you a tissue?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, cool. Because I will stop the show and we'll get her a tissue because this is a production. Two things that I thought of, and maybe you could totally disagree, and of course the chat and iTunes could disagree. You do sometimes. I think that there was a part of Bethany that by her actions, because I usually don't listen to words as much as I follow someone's actions. I, of course, listen to people's words, but mm-hmm. I really pay attention to their actions mm-hmm. and what they say and why they said it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems like Bethany was the one who continued and pushed and pushed and pushed, as Carol said when she broke down what the text message was. And Carol said, I just needed time, which I super, super respect that she will do that. I need some time. Let's talk about it when we get back to New York. And what it made me think, this is why this was so good. And like you said a second ago, mm-hmm. it reminds us of our own personal life.
Mm-hmm.
If there has ever been a time, Chelsea, where I have been in an argument with somebody and I'm in the wrong, it is my natural instinct to be impatient and want to mend it faster than I possibly could. On the flip side of that, if I've been in an argument or, you know, a disagreement, mm-hmm. and I'm, you know, it's like Carol and Bethany, you love the person, but just like, yo, chill.
Yeah.
If you're not in the wrong, you are so much more able to be like, yo, chill, and I'll get back to it when I get back to it. Because you don't have the your conscience isn't mm-hmm. guilty. Mm-hmm. So that sort of led me to believe that there's a part of Bethany that maybe did more wrong in this. Because if you notice, Carol was like, we're going to get there. And Bethany was the one who did the text message. And then it sounded very logical. But then Carol said, no, it was actually piled up.
Yeah,
and like, that only happens, I'm so sorry, that only happens when you are guilty and you're trying to, like, if I miss you, I like Chelsea as a friend, we've become really good friends. If I did something wrong, if you, hey, Ronnie, I'm going to get back to you, and we love each other, cool, but like, wait, I'm going to come more aggressively because I'm like, I want you to just give me the it's okay. So it makes me feel like Bethany may have done more wrong in this.
And feels guilty for it. No, I totally agree, but I definitely think that
listen to this production. Tissue papers from the sky. You know, I also need a dollar bill. Does anyone have a dollar bill?
It's like, why can't you miss the cash? I totally agree. Where it's like, I think that, I recently got in an argument with one of my close girlfriends where it was, I felt she was in the wrong, and she was very persistent with me and coming to me and stuff like that. And, but like Carol said, and like, Bethany, like, there's some conversations that just need to be either on the phone or face to face.
Right.
Like, you can't text everything out. Like, you just can't do it. And so, I respect Carol in that sense where she's like, look, like, you kind of have to wait until we get to see each other to actually talk about this. But yeah, I really enjoyed the conversation between the two of them because, like, it just felt so real and so genuine. And, I don't know. I guess because we know what Carol's been writing in her blog, it doesn't seem like it's going to last very long.
Yeah.
But it just...
Yeah, but you know my prediction is it's going to come back around. I feel like it is just something going on with all of them. And I feel like once they go back to like a reunion or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't see Carol and Bethany not getting through it. Just because times are shaky. That's my prediction. And I don't know if it's going to happen, but I just feel like... Two women that are so strong and know what they feel and maybe just have issues with expressing it, I just don't think there's a problem. They do like each other. This Adam thing seems to be a problem. And, okay, let me just pick on Carol for one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
How do you take this? When somebody comes at you, Bethany's saying hello, and Bethany's asking the question, hey, I don't remember specifically what they were talking about. It might have been Luann.
Mm-hmm.
And Bethany's like, hey, what do you think about Luann? And she this, she that. And Bethany's just giving opinions like mm-hmm. you can.
Mm-hmm.
Carol did this really weird thing. It was right off the top of their conversation. We just watched the episode a second ago, so forgive me for not having all the information. But Carol did one of these things where like she cut Bethany off sort of and was like, well, I can't really speak on it without the proper instruments. It's that weird like...
No, I felt like... See, the beginning of their lunch...
I don't want to use the word condescending because I don't like that word, no, really.
The beginning of their lunch felt very friendly and chummy to me. Like, that's how it came off to me. Where it was, like, they're like girlfriends, like, getting together and just like, oh, my God, you heard about Luann? Oh, my favorite part was when she took the handcuffs off and, like, in my head, it happened this way. And she's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, to me, like, the first, like, part of their lunch seemed pretty, like... It's like, oh, this is sweet. Like, oh, maybe they're just going to forget about everything that just happened. But no, so I took it a totally different way.
It just felt like Carol did this quick... Well, maybe I'm reacting also how I saw Bethany react and how maybe I react because I'm that type of person too. It was like Bethany asked a question. Carol started talking, but she was like, well, I can't... I don't know what she said, you guys, because we literally just watched it. But it was something like, well, I can't analyze it with all the facts or whatever. And it's like... It kind of made me a little tense, so maybe I'm more of a Bethany than I thought.
I didn't, because I get tense
when somebody does that with me. It's like, yo, okay, I understand. You don't know the facts. I don't know the facts. But now are we not able to talk, Carol?
Because I didn't take it in a negative way.
See, I'm such a Bethany. I am such a Bethany in some ways because I am like that. I'm like, yo, I understand. We don't know the facts. But see, Chelsea's a little more like,
Yeah, I totally cool.
When the word laid back is in the dictionary, I'm not in that is not me.
Yeah, no, I didn't see it in a negative way whatsoever. So I disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
No, but I lost track.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Last thing about this, and let's get to Luann and Dorinda, because that is at the very end of the show.
I remembered.
Oh, good.
Sorry. but I guess the whole general issue that they had was the conversation between Carol and Bethany, where they felt like they may have hurt each other's feelings. And so therefore, moving forward, they, you know, didn't really know how to go about things with one another. And have you ever felt that way with a friend, or...
Like, how do you move forward?
Like, yeah, where you get kind of in this, like, weird argument where it wasn't, like, no one said, like, you know, and yeah. Then, like, afterwards, it's like, okay.
Well. I did write in my notes that I don't really love a hug it out, and I don't love a faux, I love a hug.
So you are a Carol. She is a hug.
I like that part of her. That's what makes it so good, because you kind of go with it. And the reason I say this, I actually had, like, a little with somebody recently, like, this was, like, a family member where we just didn't see eye to eye, and... It like Hatley feel like the next day or 2 days later or whatever, everything text message wise or communication wise had to be very like, it's all wonderful. Yeah. And I'm like Carol, where I'm like, I'm glad that we did this. Let's start like a building of a house, you know, yeah. Like layer the bricks.
Kind
of
start from the beginning.
I don't really believe in a hug, and then like we just go from that high. I'm not that. So I believed in Carol in that. The one thing, and we could talk about this on the chat, and you guys could weigh in on your opinion. I think a lot of this does have to do with Adam, and it does make a lot of sense that Adam is such a weird character in all this, because he was opportune in a way that, yes, he may love Carol, but he was opportune in the way that he comes through Luann's niece to get on the show, so to speak. And it's not that it's not authentic. And it does make Bethany say, hey, I thought you guys were broke up, so these were some of my feelings. And honestly, we don't have enough time to really break that down, but we can talk about how, what do you guys think? Is it, this is our question that could go beyond to the iTunes in the chat and the YouTube comments. Is it wrong to kind of be overly honest about what you felt about somebody's mate when they are, quote, broken up or assumed to be broken up? And can that come back to hurt you? Because it did feel like Bethany just lend her opinions. Do you totally disagree with that smile? That's what I'm reading your energy.
I think it's something you have to be careful about, because you never know how long someone's going to be in someone's life, and or if it's a temporary breakup, or like, especially with Carol and Adam, they have had, you know, like an unconventional love story. So it's like, they're never really broken up, but they are broken up. And so you just kind of have to be careful. I've said things to friends have said things to me where it's like, oh, I still have feelings for this person.
Right.
I don't really want to hear like anything negative, or, you know, and me stupidly saying things to some friends. And it's like, yeah, you know, talking about relationships with your girlfriends, you just have to tiptoe carefully, because they're in it and they're in love and they're happy. And you don't want to interfere in that in any way, because then they'll resent you for it. So you just like, It's just messy. You always have good intentions, but it could end up being not good.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We'll let that commentary go on the comments, because I got a lot of different things to say about that and how you connect with somebody. You know, are you supposed to connect fully? Or are you supposed to connect in a way that's going to make your friend feel okay? Like, what is a friend actually? I'm a little bit more of a Bethany, I guess, in that way, except for the hugs. let's go into our segment real quick, and then we're going to wrap. But I do want to say, what are your last thoughts of... We kind of talked about it, Dorinda and Luann, and that phone call just felt like such heart, and I love all the vulnerability. That's all I have on
it.
Yeah,
no, I'm just looking forward to see Luann kind of acclimate back with the group, and how that is. She not going to be drinking? Is she going to, you know, like, what is post-prison Luann, you know?
And so. I love that she said, and we'll go to our segment right now, I love that she said, I thought I can do it, but as soon as I got there, all those emotions, what a vulnerable and
Yeah,
we love this about Luann.
But also, like, let's just be real. Why would you go to the same places that you and your ex went to? Like, let's not be stupid. You know, like,
I'll tell you why.
It just wasn't a smart thing. Like, so you tell me.
I'll tell you why. What I feel, if it was you, Chelsea, you live your beautiful life or whatever, you know. Luann was put in that limelight so much, and so many people told her how bad this was going to be, and then it went bad. I think she did it to validate that she was okay, and then she stepped in it.
But you don't need to do that.
Yeah, but we'll carry that conversation on the comments too. Let's do a quick segment. We're going to call this Housewives Casting. And what we're going to do is we're going to name a cast member, and then myself and Chelsea, and then you can put it on the iTunes and the chat and the YouTube. where you would cast this person. So you could cast this person on any other reality show, and then you could cast this person on any other TV show.
So
we'll do both. So we'll do Dorinda right now. So if you could cast Dorinda, oh yeah, we got a little music to bring our segment together. AfterBuzz Production is stepping things up with our napkins. So for you, Chelsea, Dorinda, if you could cast her to any reality show, Bravo or not, where would you cast Dorinda?
Okay, I would put Dorinda. I would put Dorinda on a cooking competition show.
Like, because she makes it nice.
She makes it nice. She loves to host. She loves to do it, but like competition, because I feel like she's also very competitive. So something like that, you know?
Okay.
Like, yeah.
I'm doing Dorinda Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, okay.
I'm putting her on Celebrity Big Brother.
So both competitions. We see her as a big competitor.
Yeah, because she cries and shows herself and is rough and all these things. And I think she's perfect for being in a big group where leadership is important.
Yeah.
TV shows I put her on, I would put her on This Is Us. I would make her a social worker on This Is Us. And she would be a social worker with such heart and some pivotal access to the episode.
A scripted show I would put Dorinda on... Oh, this is Bravo. Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I see her on that.
Let's stick with reality on these next two. Let's do Carol. What reality show would you put Carol on?
Carol would be on The Apprentice with Donald Trump.
Oh.
Pre-presidency.
You mean not the one with Martha Stewart like Bethany did?
No.
Okay.
Pre-presidency. I see her like business-oriented, very like smart, rural. Like I see her doing something like that.
Yeah. Carol, I would put on, I would put her on, I'd give her own show,
mm-hmm.
Or I would put her in LA. I feel like I'd put her involved some way, somehow, with Jeff Lewis and Flipping Out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She doesn't really seem like that decorative to me.
Yeah, but she could be, like, as far as, like, her business savviness
and
expertise. I don't know. I just think they would mesh well. And that's because also Jeff Lewis has his radio show on Radio Andy on SiriusXM. And he has all the reality stars on there. And it's so fun. And I just feel like she would kind of link well with that. The last one. Let's do Luann. What reality show would you put Luann on?
Ooh, Lou. I would put Lou on... I don't know. American Idol.
Oh, okay. Like it. I'm putting Luann as a different version where they have mentors and stuff of that nature, which I think they do a little on the show I'm about to say, but a new version of like a America's Next Top Model.
Okay.
Because America's Next Top Model is very young.
You wouldn't do RuPaul's Drag Race?
She could be a judge on that. Luann could be on damn near every show. She's showing that as she's selling out her shows. Anyways, that was casting with Real Housewives of New York. We just like to have a little fun. Let's do predictions, and then we are out here. Thanks, Bree, for putting that music. That was fun.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, I'll start. I think the hit the wall moment, which, of course, Luann had a hit the wall moment, but the hit the wall moment for Bethany is going to be that she has been struggling so much this season. She's been doing good works by doing her charitable efforts and good works by, you know, empowering women with skinny girl jeans. But her relationships are tough. In one episode, you have her saying, "Are you mad at me?" to two different women. And then last week, Ramona screamed at her. There is going to be something monumental about when she goes to Bobby's funeral, reconnects with Jill, and just that... I mean, Jill's the reason she's on the show. It's going to be such a powerful Bethany finding herself episode. That's kind of all I have.
Yeah, you know what? I don't really have too much predictions. I just things that I said I was looking forward to is seeing how Luann gets back into the groove of things in New York and rebounds off of her all-time low, what she said. She hit rock bottom. So I'm looking to see how she climbs out of that and what that entails for her life, any lifestyle changes and stuff like that. So,
and do you have any predictions for Tinsley? What was going on with her? I didn't really understand what they were trying to say in the predictions. I mean, in the
trailer.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I don't know. I just, even when Tinsley first came on the show and she's talking about her being in jail, I don't care. Like, I'm not a Tinsley fan.
Yeah. She's from Socialite season of Paris Hilton Socialite season. Yeah. It's over. Yeah.
I don't.
She's pretty though. I will say she's the prettiest one.
Oh, you know, I really liked her French braid look today. She did look really cute when she greeted.
Love it. I could talk about these housewives forever and Sonia dancing silly. Let's get out of here. But do remember, we're going to keep the conversation going on our comments. And the question basically is if you, what is too much or not enough when you are being a friend of your friend who is in and out of their relationship, such as Carol to Bethany.
And what, I mean, we've also got a lot of stuff going on in the chat today. Really want to thank everybody. We had someone point out the fact that we did change times.
Yes.
We are doing this every Wednesday now on from after the show at 10 p.m. So stay tuned.
Two things that were by design through the chat and the comments and all that were, one, do the show on Wednesdays, so
we
could do it right after the show actually airs, so that was one. And second one is Charlie in Charge and a couple other people, they're rallying to get Luann to do this show. So if you want to rally to have Luann do this show, just make sure you, like, tweet her out and, like, let her know this is what's happening.
Yes.
That is it for me. I'm randomly RJ, trying my bestest to fill in for Leanne. And when I think of Lou, I just, no, I don't know.
That's a good Leanne.
Because he says Lou a lot. Because I know he says Lou.
Like, anyway, they're friends.
Yeah. And he does a little, like, sliver. If you're on the iTunes, you don't know the sliver. Come to YouTube, see the sliver. Dude, anyways, Leanne will be back with us next week. We will be here Wednesdays, as we said. Wednesday. And my darling co-host, oh my gosh.
Hey guys, sorry for being so sniffly for the last 15 minutes, but Chelsea Sarkjones, you can follow everything that I'm doing in life and in the world at ChelseaSarkjones.com and on Instagram at C_S Jones.
Wonderful. Special thanks to our engineer, Bree and Anthony. AfterBuzz TV, this was Real Housewives of New York. Make sure you tweet it out. Thank you.
Yay, bye-bye guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.